Foreigners out, they chant, and Greece for the Greeks. This is Golden Dawn, the far-right party which stunned this country last month by winning 21 seats in Parliament. It's now probably the most extreme parliamentary party in the European Union. Its message is anti-immigrant, anti-EU bailout, and sometimes violent. The main speaker at this rally was the party spokesman, who last week in a live TV debate threw a glass of water at one woman and slapped another several times. There are plenty of heavies in black T-shirts at this rally, but Golden Dawn is attracting others who feel successive governments have totally let them down. Gina Dinopoulou is a parliamentary candidate. Before the rally began, I asked her if she supported all the party's policies.
Yes, I do, because we need a government with patriotic responsibility and social justice.
And how do you feel when other Greeks say, but this is fascism, it's shameful?
We're not fascists. Fascists are those who impose a way of life on us.
And that's not what you're doing?
Of course not. No. We try to give priority to upholding the constitution and laws of Greece.
But have a listen to the Golden Dawn leader, Nikos Mihaloliakos, in a campaign speech he made last week. There was no debt under the military dictatorship, he says. The people they call traitors and thieves. I don't care, and I'll say this clearly. Greece has never been saved by elections. Since then, the party has also vowed to go into schools and hospitals to throw any immigrants out. So is the neo-Nazi label correct? Dimitris Sotiropoulos is a professor at the University of Athens.
It is a fair label for some of the members of the parliament and some of its mid-ranking cadre. This is because in the past such people have expressed views favorable to the Nazi regime. They have expressed very violent views against Jews, and also because from time to time they have used symbols reminiscent of National Socialist ideology.
A world away in a nice suburb of northern Athens, a dance rehearsal is getting underway. I've come here to meet Sissi Karavia, a blogger who told me a year ago of the everyday difficulties of middle-class life. Now, she says, that sense of despair is permeating politics.
Now I have friends, I know people who voted for Golden Dawn and do not share the same beliefs with them. Some thought it would be, you know, like a revenge vote. Some would be a protest vote. I also believe that most of the people who voted and don't have those beliefs just thought that they would show their anger and never expected for Golden Dawn to be in the parliament.
From far right to radical left, last night this was the final Athens rally of Syriza and its leader Alexis Tsipras. He's the man who's really shaken up the system, vowing to ditch the EU bailout programme, and he could still win an extraordinary victory. But the electoral success of Golden Dawn, which looks set to enter Parliament again, is a different straw in the wind. A sobering reminder of what can happen in politics, how extremism can flourish in the toughest economic times.